Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is "The United States and England Are Destined to Fall as the Roman Empire Did." What caused the fall of the Roman Empire? According to the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, which was written by Edward Gibbons, he found five primary causes that were being practiced in the Roman Empire. These primary causes eventually led to the fall of the Roman Empire. Let's look at these causes one by one and compare them to what is going on today in the United States and England. First, we have loss of family structure. The backbone of a country is its strong family structure. It's what the United States and England were built upon, just the same as the Roman Empire. Family structure seems to be a thing of the past. With so many single mothers out there today, either from having children out of wedlock, or they are divorced. So, what happened to family structure? Have people become so self-centered that they can't love their spouse for a long period of time? Is fornication a major cause in failed marriages? Are people willing to give up their life for their partner? A couple that are not married yet should not engage in a sexual relationship until they are married. They should get to know one another first and find out if they are meant for each other. God is against fornication. It's mentioned in the Old and New Testament. If both parties are mutual about giving up their lives for one another, then they should have an undying relationship for life with each other. When two people are looking out for each other's needs, then there will be no wants or needs. Did not Jesus say that what greater love can there be than for one to give up their life for a friend? Well, isn't your spouse your best friend? If you truly love your spouse, then you will make sure that all their needs are met. After all, if we are going to be in union with God, then we need to do the same for Him. He already does this for us. When you have children, you need to do the same for them. This is how they grow, by being nurtured in a loving environment with both parents. Quality time together is also a must. You have to put away all the tech stuff and pay attention to each other. Doing things together like eating meals, playing games, prayer, Bible reading, and family outings. One parent should be home taking care of the household chores, making sure that everyone is eating healthy meals, and being there for the children when they come home from school. Sticking them in a daycare center day after day is wrong. How can you possibly nurture and bond with your children that way? Things are so out of balance these days when it comes to family structure. Second, we have increased taxation. The governments in this country, whether it is city, county, state, or federal, seem to have this unstoppable urge to tax everything in sight. You can see this just by looking at your bills. They start all these tax programs thinking that it will help pay for this, that, and the other thing, when in the long run, they don't fix the problem that is causing them to start a new tax program. They end up putting the burden on the consumer again and again, which leaves the consumer with less money to put back into the economy. I'm sure that most of you are familiar with doing your taxes at the end of the year. This has absolutely turned into a nightmare for everyone, including the IRS. Why does it have to be so complicated? Why not just have a flat 10% tax on everyone's income? People would have plenty of money to fuel the economy, and there would be plenty of jobs for everyone. The governments would even have enough money to sustain themselves. The third one, unsustainable buildup of armaments. We used to have countries that feared us, but not anymore. Over the years, some of these countries have tested the United States and England, such as Iran, Russia, and North Korea, to name a few. What did we do? Absolutely nothing. Once these two nations show that their will is broken, these other countries can proceed doing the very things that will put everyone in danger without any fear of retaliation. The United States is about to reduce their armaments, hoping that others will follow. This is going to be a fatal mistake for the United States. This will only give the other countries an edge to build up their armaments and use them against the countries we once protected, including our own. Also, Obama, in other words, is telling other nations that we will not use nuclear weapons against them if they attack us with biological or chemical weapons. So what is going to keep them from attacking the United States now that they have nothing to fear? May God help us. Number 4, unsatiable desire for pleasure. We are always seeking ways to please the flesh. We will even go into debt, and in some cases, heavy debt, just to satisfy the cravings of the flesh through self-pleasure. This world is flooded with things that distract us away from God, only to please ourselves. We have things like the computer, for instance. When used in moderation, it can be a useful tool, but there are many people that become addicted to it. With the social networking sites like Facebook, MySpace, and others, they can waste some serious time when it comes to idle socializing. And what I mean is chit-chat that has no value to it. There are other dangerous places as well, like gaming sites, pornographic sites, and online casinos. Some people become obsessed with these sites to the point of addiction. They spend all their time on these sites to accomplish what? The overwhelming desire to please the flesh. Food is another one. Look at the millions and millions of recipes that people made up. How many different ways do we need to prepare food? And for what? 10, 15 minutes of satisfying the taste buds? People will spend hours preparing and cooking a meal. We even have television channels and tons of websites all surrounding the subject of food. Television and cell phones are also items that get abused on a regular basis. Just look at what some of the things are going to do to our youth. Texting is out of control, and it has even cost people their lives. Parents need to take control of their kids' lives and get them active in the things with value instead of handing their kids every text gadget that comes out on the market. Number 5, the decay of religion. In God's eyes, true religion is helping each other out and keeping oneself uncontaminated by the world. This is the biggest problem that we face in today's world. We're having a rough time with the economy these days. But what got us here? Greed and the desire of want. People abusing their credit and going into debt for what? One word, want. We need to be more responsible in our spending habits and our wants. Nobody saves money anymore. This also hurts the economy. It doesn't give the banks enough money to loan out to businesses or use to make more investments. This causes your local banks to close their doors. And it paves the way for those bigger banks to grow and have more control over your finances. They in turn become greedier and nickel and dime you to death. Without the smaller local banks, we are at the mercy of the big banks. How about helping each other out, or simply loving one another? The hate has got to stop. This country is so divided amongst itself. Hate is nothing more than a dark force of destruction. The moral values of the United States and England just keeps getting worse and worse as each decade passes by. All you have to do is look back through time and you can see how we have become more and more desensitized to immoral behavior that the shock of it alone has worn off. As more and more immoral practices develop, the more we anger God. This in turn causes God to remove his blessings from us and send us curses. God is being very fair and patient with these two nations. It's a shame that many do not see this, and as a result, things are only going to get worse. This is just a few examples of what the decay of religion is about. It's not about going to church or belonging to some religious organization. It's about being moral, upright people in the eyes of a loving God. A God that wants nothing but the best for us. He wants to shower us with his blessings and save us from ourselves. Mark my word, we are heading for destruction. Man is going to go through some tough times in the near future, unlike anything man has ever seen. Thank you, and may God bless you.